Right now.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Here we are. It is Tuesday. We've got the Sons of Liberty. Now, we ended yesterday's show talking about a situation where... Let me just read this, okay? Because this is what the Bible says. And again, we talked about yesterday that that is our standard. That's our standard. If you don't want that as your standard, you're still going to enjoy the show. But the fact is we're not changing our message. We are not changing our message due to that. Otherwise, what's the point? 2:9. 1 Timothy 2:9. This is Paul talking to Timothy. In like manner also that the women adorn themselves in modest apparel and sobriety, with shamefacedness, not with broidered hair or gold or pearls or costly array, but which becometh women professing godliness with good works. Okay? Now, he's speaking there for whose sake? For the men's sake? That women should be careful what they wear? Is that for the men's sake? No, the men would be saying, no, we don't want anything moral. We want you to dress in a way that reveals. Unless that woman is your husband. See, now you start to get the bigger picture here. This... particularly, a lot of people say, well, you're constricting the women. Ah! You just want women to be this and that and this and that. No, this was for the woman's sake. I'm going to bring this to modern day. We talked about yesterday the New York Police Department was warning women not to wear short skirts because they could get raped. Whose sake is that for? You think it's for the men's sake? Just think about that. Whose sake is it for? Young lady was walking back from the gym. She was wearing really short shorts and a t-shirt. She was probably working out in them. Good for her. She was stopped along with a couple other ladies wearing dresses, short dresses. They asked the ladies, have you heard what's going on in this neighborhood? The women said yes. There have been a lot of rapes in this neighborhood. I believe it's in Brooklyn. He asked if they knew what the guys were looking for. And then he pointed to the young lady's outfit. Don't you think those shorts are a little short? Question mark. She recalled. He pointed at their dresses and said they were showing a lot of skin. Now again, who's being helped here? Who is this about? Who is it about protecting? He pointed out the dresses and said they were showing a lot of skin. He said that such clothing could make a suspect think he had easy access, quote unquote. She said the officer explained that you're exactly the kind of girl this guy is targeting. Is he saying that to protect her or to constrict her? Or to keep her from being liberated? Why does the Bible say it? What is the purpose of it? This goes both ways, and I'm going to get there. I'm going to get to guys next. But Jessica Silk, a founder of the Safe Slope, a neighborhood group that formed in response to the recent attacks, called the approach completely inappropriate. Inappropriate clothing is not inappropriate. But an officer pointing out the fact that you could get raped due to the clothing you're wearing because it causes a suspect to feed on lust. This is what she goes on to say, Mrs. Confused Jessica Silk. There have been reports that women were attacked. That the women attacked were all wearing skirts, she said. Unfortunately, this might be a common link between the women that were attacked. Okay, she just acknowledged it. She just acknowledged that the officer was correct in pointing out that, hey, you're wearing that skirt, it's a little short. Could invite an unwanted attack. Didn't give her a ticket. Didn't tell her to go home and change. Just pointed out the fact. Because he's a police officer and he likes prevention better than cure. She says, unfortunately, this might be a common link between women that were attacked, but the message shouldn't be that you shouldn't wear a skirt. The message should be that here are ways you can protect yourself. So in other words, go out in the streets, dress half naked, and carry a gun? Oh, wait a minute, she probably wouldn't like that either. Go out in the streets, be half naked, but take taekwondo, so if somebody comes up to you under your half-naked body and tries to rape you, that you should just pull out your kung fu moves, and the police officer should start giving kung fu lessons. No, prevention is always better than cure. Let's slip to this. How about this for a solution in Georgia? Albany, Georgia. On November 23rd of last year, the city of Albany instituted a ban on anyone wearing pants or skirts more than 3 inches below the hips. Hey, hey! Making it against the law. Man, folks, in our country, indecent exposure, Stephanie does a class called the Virtue Class. She does a wonderful job in that class. You can find it at youcanruninternational.com. She talks about a young woman who wore a bathing suit that was showing too much skin and was arrested for it. Now, who was that for?
Oh, that must have been for the men trying to play dominant in society. Not letting the woman liberate herself by wearing no clothes.
No, that was for that young lady. To prevent what's going on in New York right now. But in the city of Albany, Georgia, guess what they did? They're starting to fine people. They've raised $4,000 off of the saggy pants fines. Now, this is mostly men wearing their stinking pants down to their ankles. What's the point of wearing pants, dude? Just wear boxer shorts and then put a big red nose on and walk around town showing everybody how much of a clown you can look like. Now, am I against sagging your pants? No, but cover your crack. Doesn't need to be hanging out so everybody can see it. Sag your pants. Wear a shirt over it. Don't be indecent. Follow what the Bible says in 1 Timothy. For your sakes, not for mine, for yours. We'll be right back, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
This is first time that I've listened to your show, actually. I've heard snippets of it here and there, but I've never actually turned it on and listened to it. And I really appreciate your witness, just an unquestionable out there with Jesus Christ. I'm so grateful for your show and for your faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet, with always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN, or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at bestbloodsupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Hey, we're back, folks. And we just finished talking about the city in Albany, Georgia, that says indecent exposure will not fly here in our city, and we're going to fine you for it. We'll give you community service for it, 40 hours of community service. So now you know what they're going to have? They're going to have a bunch of young people, because it's mostly young people that are sagging. It's not all young people. But they're going to be taught. Look, that's not how you dress. You don't wear your pants off of your butt crack and let it sit there for everybody to see. Nobody wants to see your butt crack, dude. And the same thing goes for the ladies. Watch what you dress. So this community loves its next generation enough to say, no, not happening here. We're going to find you. We're going to give you community service. If you want to sag your pants, you're going to help us make a cleaner community. We're going to go out and we're going to clean the ditches. You can't work with saggy pants neither, because your pants keep falling off. You got to keep pulling them up. I mean, I'd be mad if I was an employer employing people with saggy pants. Because they can only do half as much work as people that got a stinking belt on. Hey, this might even increase the economy. This might be general welfare. People will have to go buy belts now. Or yeah, anyways. Indecent exposure. Good for that city. Don't tolerate it. Men and women. Men and women. Did you hear that? So nobody thinks that I'm a... You know, I'm sexist. I don't want to see women liberated. I want them protected. Just like those good police officers in New York City. When they stop young ladies and say, don't you realize that by wearing that, you become a target? I got an email yesterday or the day before. A gentleman said, question, if democracy is lessening our republic, how do people, this is Tim, how do people oppose legislation that their representatives who vote How do they oppose the legislation that the representatives vote? And this doesn't really make sense to the question, but I understand what he's saying. He's basically saying, how does one oppose legislation that representatives vote that the people don't want? When the majority is certain laws and what laws they like is a referendum, a people's choice, a good choice? In case of a ballpark or a sales tax, etc. What do you think? Thanks, Tim. And this is what I said back to him, just in a response. Yes, a referendum is constitutional and morally ethical, especially in the instances that he gave, because it's not a law that affects the general welfare. So if we got a stadium or we got a certain type of tax, let the people decide on that. That's totally fine. People must flex their power when their power is being misused or abused. Remember, it's the people's power and their legislators. It's a check of the people upon the legislators. See, the way that we set the Constitution didn't mean that the legislators had all power and they were going to thwart what the will of the people was. What it was saying is it was staying away from a mob. And there's no reason why the people can't speak. Of course they can speak. As a matter of fact, what happens when the representatives turn against God? Then what do the people do? Then they must speak. They must speak. And the representatives are there in case the people turn against God for the representatives to speak. Folks, morality will always win out because there is strength in morality. Immorality, give it a second. What it's doing is it's heaping up. Like King David said, let that which should have been for their benefit, let it be a trap. The more they store up for themselves, the more condemnation falls down upon them. Speaking of that, we're going to talk about that in depth today. You all realize about the pastor, Yosef Nadarakhani, who's in Iran. He's convicted of converting from Islam to Christianity, although he was never converted to Islam, his relatives were. But instead, they are charging him now. See, he's been getting heat and pressure, and I told you I did a blog on this, Constitution Jake. Also, an article is published on GCNlive.com. If you go to ConstitutionJake.com, you can see this blog. And what I'm talking about is not necessarily what's going on in Iran, that's important, but to understand that we as a Christian nation, that doesn't go on here. Because our laws and our government is instituted by Judeo-Christian values and morals and ethics. And anybody in the world would flee here as a refuge against, for example, what's going on with Yosef. So those who are in power are lying now and saying that he's charged with Zionism, a security-related crimes. This is the worst possible charge that can be leveled against someone in Iran because they're getting heat. And also, this is a common thing that Iran does whenever it's coming under public scrutiny, or I should say world scrutiny. Nobody would tolerate it. You can't kill some man because he converted to Christianity. He hasn't committed a crime. Folks, that's what you have in this country. We know that. Other countries, people are brainwashed from the cradle to the grave that is a crime. Thank God that it's not here. Thank God that you have not been programmed and conditioned to think it is so. And get busy so it never becomes so in your nation. Now, recently, President Obama, I'm touching on a lot of things because we have a lot of topics. Let me hear your feedback here. If you've got some input, 877-807-9977. Touch on any of these. We'll run down these veins for you. 1-877-807-9977. 877-807-9977. And here's a question to kind of prod you along. Which amendment in the Bill of Rights guarantees us religious liberty? Which amendment? I shouldn't say guarantees us. God guarantees us. Which one acknowledges that we have religious liberty here in the United States of America? Which amendment in the Bill of Rights? 1-877-807-9977. Now, speaking of justice and the Justice Department, there is a certain sheriff down in Arizona. He's a very popular sheriff nowadays. I've never met him. We're going to try to get him on the show. Sheriff Joe Arpaio. I just thought about it this morning, so we're going to put a call in, see if he wants to get on the air with us. But I want you to listen to this, okay? Now, what happens when those who are criminals get a chance to put the law in check? It can never happen. This is a theory. But it doesn't stop it from perceivably happening. Here's what's happening. Those who are immigrants, some of them illegal, the Hispanic population is condemning what the sheriff is doing and upholding the laws of illegal immigration and upping it up a couple steps to give the police the authority to deal with illegal immigration in ways that they see fit to protect America. Let's listen to the president. He gets to get questioned by this very mentality. Go ahead.
And you mentioned border security as a threat. Mr. Hugo Sanchez, and I'm sure that's his name, he says, Mr. President, I'm a naturalized American citizen and such an immigrant. What happened to the investigation of the many violations and challenges to the federal government by Sheriff Joe Arpaio in Maricopa, Arizona? Let me just add that this investigation started March 2009, it is a high time to have maybe a resolution.
Okay, now, he's just asking the question point blank to the president. What about the investigations of Joe Arpaio? Wow, I almost did it. I did what I make fun of other people for doing. You know, you start getting Latin when all of a sudden you're saying, like, what are some of the countries? Guatemala. And then they go back to the American. So forgive me, folks. I did what I condemn. Judge not lest you be judged. Well, I will judge myself now and not do that again. But anyways, this man is questioning the president, saying, what about Sheriff Joe down in Arizona treating all of folks wrong? He's cruel. He's taking away the rights of Americans, Hispanic Americans. What does the president say? What is the president saying? Remember, he's the president. He's the chief commanding officer of the armed forces. Part of his jurisdiction is to protect our borders. What does he say about what Sheriff Joe's doing down there? Seems to me Sheriff Joe, people love him down there because he's protecting their liberties from illegal immigrants. Lawbreakers that come over here and kill people, deal drugs, rape our women. That's what happens. Let's hear it. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I have to be careful about commenting on individual cases.
Be careful.
That's handled typically by the Department of Justice or these other agencies. What I will say is this, that the approach that's been taken to immigration in Arizona, I think, has not always been as productive as it's been. As you know, we challenged the Arizona law that was supported by the sheriff because we thought that there was a great danger that naturalized citizens, individuals with Latino surnames, potentially could be vulnerable to questioning. The laws could be potentially abused in ways that were not fair to Latino citizens in Arizona.
Okay, there you have it. So does the president thank Sheriff Joe for protecting his state and our country from illegal immigration? No, he starts making reckless accusations.
Well, you know, the sheriff was part of that stupid law down there in Arizona. Stinking morons. I don't know what they're doing. Did you hear that, all illegal voters? Yeah, I got your vote, don't I? His new immigration policy and his 3-year-old DOJ investigation are alleged racial profiling.
It's not going to deter the sheriff because you know what the real story is. You don't let those that are perpetrating crime come question the police officer when he's within his jurisdiction to execute justice for me and you. We'll be right back.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, now we're going to touch on, let's call this the second segment. We've touched on a lot of things so far in the first two segments. I want to encourage you folks to go to our YouTube. We have a Sons of Liberty YouTube. It's B. Dean, B. Dean, D-E-A-N, Sons of Liberty. That's where you can go and sign up as a subscriber, a friend, and get updates on all the videos that we upload. And we're uploading quite a few. And speaking of that, I want to reference one right now. You can go to our YouTube. It's B. Dean, Sons of Liberty. And of course, as always, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. You should be able to navigate through and find our videos because we post quite a few of them up on the front. And don't forget to look at the New York Times article. The New York Times just posted a pretty big story in their Sunday edition last Sunday. Not this past one, but the one before that, on the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. So if we go to the book of Romans. I'm going to reference one of these YouTube videos, but first I want to read this. For therein is the righteousness... Well, let's start here. We're going to Romans 1, 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. It shows that God cares when innocent people are violated. Right there. Because his wrath is revealed. Against what? Ungodliness. Listen, you don't want God's wrath? Don't be ungodly. You don't want to do the time? Don't commit the crime. Who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Now, God's talking about a specific group of people there. They hold the truth in unrighteousness. Can a young person who's 3 or 4 years old, who's been trained up in drug abuse and cursing and ungodliness, can he be expected to be held accountable the same as a pastor who, say, commits adultery on his wife? No. A pastor who commits adultery on his wife is one of these people we're talking about who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Rabbis, priests, pastors, clergy. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. In other words, you know what God says. Verse 20, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even this eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. What is God saying there? God is saying, listen, the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen. How are they seen? I'd be insulting your... You know, how do we get this? You know, you come up to the National Atheist Convention or whatever. These foolish. Fivishly foolish, simple-minded people. They come up and they look at this great painting. You know, this is the collection of the greatest atheist minds in the world. And before them is this wonderful painting. They look at the painting like, wow, it's beautiful. This is wonderful. What a great painting. I would love the opportunity to meet the who. The painter. That's what they'd all say, yeah. Love to shake his hand. Love to know who the painter of that painting is. They're smart enough to catch that if there is a painting, there must be a painter. God is saying here, you know me by creation. Duh! Did the atheists come up to the painting and say, there's definitely not a painting for that. No, only stupid idiots would think that somebody painted that picture. Duh, morons! I don't know, the rest of the world might need to catch up to our intellect here, but there is no painter of that painting! Hello! You'd say, well, that's retarded. No atheist would ever do that. They're doing it! So God says, you know who I am, even if you don't see me, by the creation of the world. I created it. Now listen to this. Because that, this is talking about mankind, when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. Neither were they thankful, but became vain in their imaginations. Means what they pondered on, what they set their mind to, what they thought about. They became vain. And their foolish heart was darkened. 1-877-807-9977. 877-807-9977. Comment on any of these things today, folks. The lines are yours. By the way, nobody's called me in to tell me yet what amendment in the Bill of Rights acknowledges our religious liberties here in the United States of America, in these United States. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And remember, go back to the Atheist Convention. Ah, what a great painting. But there's no painter. They become fools! Oh, I know we're living in Earth. Oh, yeah, I know. But we just evolved here. Out of what? How foolish! And they changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like an incorruptible man, to birds, to four-footed beasts, and to creeping things. Wherefore God gave them up to uncleanness through their lusts of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Who changed the truth of God into a lie? Now notice, first of all, they worship beasts and the creation. They worship the creation rather than the creator. And then God gives them up to uncleanness through their lusts one to another. That would be referring to sodomy, homosexuality. Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up to vile affections. In other words, he let them go. You know what? Go pursue your uncleanness. And guess what they came up with? Vile affections. That word meaning sodomy. Carnal sex. That's exactly what it means. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in the lust one towards another. What is the natural use? Well, it's procreative is one of the things. But it's a man is meant for a woman is meant for a man. It's how we were created. It's how we're hooked up. It's totally awesome and liberated. And great things come from those unions. That's called our posterity and our children, if done in the correct way. Now, a rape is not a natural union. Sodomy is not natural union. It's not what it's created for. But if we want to forsake God and quit thinking about him, and our pastors want to quit preaching his truth and his word, and we want to stop acknowledging it in society, then guess what happens? We get what we're dealing with today in San Francisco. And I'm going to start first to show you some of these crazy, warped, twisted mind. I couldn't even believe when I read these headlines. You can find this at Sons of Liberty Media. That's on sonsoflibertyradio.com. Just go to SOL Media right there on the homepage, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to SOL Media. You can see these stories. There's 150,000 dogs in the city of San Francisco compared to only 108,000 children. The city's named after St. Francis, who's the patron saint of animals, and boy, have they taken this to the extreme. Let's play this clip. I want you to listen, because now they've started to turn themselves into a lobby, and they're actually lobbying the mayors that are coming in soon. These are dog owners establishing their clout. Remember, we'd worship the creature more than the creator? How many of these dog lovers protest the murder of unborn children? Just wondering. Let's play the clip.
The PAC's president, Bruce Wolf, yes, that's his real name, let owners know about an upcoming mayor's forum Dog PAC is hosting.
We want to make sure everybody has a chance to hear the candidates on these kinds of issues. Dogs are as much an issue as children. And you know there are a lot, there are parent-teachers associations. We're just like them, but only for the dogs.
All different people and all different industries have lobbyists and political action committees looking out for them. I think it's good for dogs.
And there are many interests that are aligned against the rights and privileges of pet owners. Right. And so to counter that, we have to, be organized.
The big issue that has owners on edge is a proposal to close down parkland where dogs are allowed to run off-leash. Environmentalists say the dogs threaten native plants and animals. Others are concerned about the risk of dog attacks. But owners say properly trained dogs should be allowed to run free in some areas.
There are some dogs that need to be on a leash. It's really more about the handler, the people on the other side of the leash. That really need the leash.
The PAC says they'll support candidates who pledge to look out for man's best friend. Those who don't could end up in the doghouse.
No pun intended. I let you listen to that whole thing. Now, I could have dissected it, but I just wanted you to listen to the looniness. First of all, there's more dogs than kids in San Francisco. This is what this Wolf guy said. He's the president of the PAC. Our four-legged family members and companions are some of the most important partners in life. Remember what I just read to you in Romans 1. Change the glory of the uncorruptible God into the image made like corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts. Our four-legged family members, our companions, are the most important partners in life. San Franciscans take their dogs very seriously, he said. They're as important as children, you just heard the man say. Yeah, oh yeah, dogs are. I mean, where have you been? Hello? You know what I like about this? And their foolishness? Now the dog owners are clashing with environmentalists. Yeah, those folks that love trees. Because trees are members of the family. Well, what happens when you don't want just children in your family? You want trees in your family and dogs. Well, then you're going to start to clash. Or plants. Environmentalists want to protect 1,200 native plant and animal species, including the snowy plover, a federally endangered shorebird. The Golden Gate Audubon Society is working with the Park Service to find the right balance. We've just got to be able to balance between dogs and plants. Measures they're recommending would mandate that dog walkers be limited to 3 dogs each. Who needs more than 3 dogs? I'm not an animal. I'm not bad to animals, but I don't want animals. I can't even... What do you do with all that hair? And all the drool and all the stink? I don't know. Whatever. Hey, if you got dogs, I don't care. That's fine. That's not the point here. 3 dogs each and the professional dog walkers be required to carry permits. Oh. So now if you own a dog, you want to walk him, you got to have a permit.
Hey, you got your permit to walk that dog?
I'm sorry, officer, but I think that's against my rights to make a permit because my dog is like my son. Time after time, our... Oh, boy. That's enough. We've talked about the dog walkers. And we're going to be back on a serious note.
Hi, this is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution. As a former presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, I believe it's critically important to the cause of liberty that all Americans be well-versed not only in the words of the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution, but in the biblical principles on which they are based. In light of vast government lawlessness, there are many of us who have decided to do all we can to try to reinvigorate the American culture with these critical American principles, and we were hoping that you would like to join us. To that end, the Sons of Liberty are sponsoring a 12-week Constitution course beginning Tuesday, November 29th. The location will be the Jesus People Church, located just west of Maple Grove. The cost is $240 for individuals or families, and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. Or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the Maine name in military supply.
Folks, we always tell you we bring you answers, so why do I even bring up that story? I bring up that story to show you that we go back to Romans, and here's the answer. Worship the Creator more than the creation. Appreciate the creation. Be a good steward of the creation. But worship the Creator! Not four-footed beasts. I end this ludicrous article. It is miles and miles of smiles out here, Stephen says, as dog walkers cheered on Fritz, a plucky dachshund who needs wheels on his hind legs to get around to keep up with his pack. It's such a great community out here, and people who don't have dogs just don't get that. Reminds me of the people that paint their bodies six different colors and go to a football game and scream like a bunch of morons. I'm not saying these dog owners are acting like morons. I'm saying it's the same mentality. When people paint their bodies six different colors and scream for a bunch of guys fighting over a ball, that is moronic behavior. This is the same mentality, though. We've forsaken, we've thrown off all constraints. No fear of God. No love to our fellow man. It's all about us. And what crazy weirdoisms we can come up with. People who don't have dogs just don't understand this love and this bond. I can think of a lot of better things to bond over. The answer is worship the Creator. Romans 1, I just read it to you. Read it again, folks. Now, I don't have to be careful, but some people are careful because of this very reason. If you go to YouTube, just go to YouTube.com, type in Confronting Gay Activists. I had an opportunity to go to this place where they were lobbying at our Capitol, homosexual activists, congressmen and women, local clergy. not from the synagogue of God, but they're of the type that we're talking about where it says the synagogue of Satan in the book of Revelations, because they teach contrary to God's doctrines, and they actually make enemies to God, those that they speak to. This particular rabbi, I wish I could pull up the audio. We couldn't get it to work today. He said, and when fundamentalists use the Bible as a weapon of mass destruction, so here's the question. You're out on a mountaintop. Mountaintop tells you that there's a sharp turn coming and to slow your acceleration down to 20 miles an hour, or you could go over the side of the mountain. You go 90. You go over the side of the mountain. And then, when people are questioning you down there, so you die, you get up to heaven, God says, why didn't you look at the sign? Because it was the law that was trying to destroy me. People kept telling me to go 20 miles an hour around that curve. They were trying to take away my right to go speeding and trying to kill me. No, they were protecting and preserving your life. But you, in your own carnal mind and nature, pointed to the law. It wasn't meant to destroy you. It was meant to protect you. And you condemn the law. Just like we see the immigrants down in Arizona trying to condemn the sheriff for upholding a just law, instead of thanking him for protecting and keeping their country more safe. For upholding the laws, they would seek to condemn the law, say that the law is restricting them. Look, folks, if you're mad at the law, you're the criminal. Because the law does not constrict righteous, free people making right choices. Now, we go to the same area where the dog people are, and they're trying to lobby for their rights. And notice in the same portion of Scripture, it talks about animal lovers who change the image of God into four-footed beasts. And then he talks up to giving them unto vile affections and talks about sodomy, homosexuality, women getting with women, men getting with men, as opposed to how they're naturally set up. Because God said, fine, if you want to do it, go. I'm giving you up. I'm giving you over to it. So what happens when we forsake God? Now you have two lesbians raising an 11-year-old boy in California. Yes, I said boy. Who has now begun the process of gender reassignment surgery. Okay, let's play the clip.
Try to remember back when you were a kid. When you were 3 years old, 4 years old. Who were you? Were you a boy because you looked like a boy? Or were you a boy because that's who you felt like you were?
There's no age where you're too young to know your gender because it comes from within.
Did you guys just hear that? This is part of a CNN piece that they did. Not fair, not balanced. At the very beginning of it, do you have the clip, the very beginning of it, the YouTube? Can you just go to the YouTube? I'll play that in a second. This is what happens. This young man is raised by two lesbians. The young man has a disability as well. Not that that's even relevant. What do you think caused this young man to think he wants to be a girl? Could it be his healthy upbringing? The fact that he had two lesbian parents? I'm just asking. Do you think they had anything to do with it? You just heard the clip from the piece.
I don't know. A person just needs to know what gender they are. I mean, there is no standard. There is no God. Why do we need to worship Him when we can just figure out all these things on our own?
I'm wondering where your figuring is bringing you to. Tammy Lobel, as he is called now, is being raised by lesbian parents, Deborah Lobel and Pauline Moreno. Listen to the beginning of this clip. This is one of the lesbian parents talking to Tom.
Things that I'm at one of.
I think you look like a girl. I think you are
and
a girl.
And that's okay, remember? That's true.
That's true. When you're an infant, to you look like a girl.
Now, is that normal talk? I mean, you know, I'd sit around at the dinner table and talk to my little boys and girls. Yeah, well, when you were an infant, you looked like a girl to yourself. I mean, you used to feed yourself, too. It's crazy. It's wild. You used to put on girl clothes. Oh, wait a minute! That was my job as a parent, to teach and raise you and bring you up so that you can have understanding in your mind. But when you're raised by two lesbians and you're a little boy, I wonder what's going through your mind. Is it going through your mind that this is normal behavior? He has no father. No masculine influence. Hey, you know what? Some dads are deadbeat dads. But every person alive has a dad and a mom. And deadbeat dads are accountable to the laws of God, just like these two lesbians are going to be, and just like we are as Americans, for tolerating. Not to mention, his parents are neck deep in homosexual pride and acceptance, but that has nothing to do with it. They are getting a gender reassignment surgery for their 11-year-old boy. She and her, quote, well, I'm just going to say partner, claim they have no idea why their daughter, quote unquote, it's really a son, is so confused.
We just don't know. I don't know how my son got so confused. I mean, gosh, I've really been thinking about this. I've been talking to my rabbi that married us.
Oh, did I forget to mention that? Yeah, these are Jewish women. They got married by their rabbi. Who in the world is that rabbi? Well, there's the synagogue of Satan again. We live in the Bay Area, says the two ladies, where lots of alternative lifestyles are in place. Yeah, and they worship dogs, too, in the Bay Area. Is that right? And then there's the environmentalist whack jobs that are out there in the Bay Area, too. Is that right? What happens when all three of you start conflicting? Are they going to make laws about lesbian dog owners now? And then the lesbians are going to get mad at the dog owners? Just like the environmentalists are mad right now because the dogs pee all over the stinking plants and kill them? Worshipping the creature rather than the creator? We have no idea why in the world our son would want to be a daughter. Reminds me of the story of David Reamer. David was born a male, but a tragic accident occurred during his circumcision. His family decided to raise him as a girl. His psychologist, John Mooney, reported this gender reassignment experiment a huge success and claimed it proved gender fluidity, that there was no biological basis for gender differences, that it was just another aspect of your identity to be chosen, like your hair color or your clothing color. This evidence was widely trumped by the homosexual lobby, of course, and their sympathizers in the media. It's still quoted to this day by those who seek to advance their agenda while withstanding the truth. You see, the truth in this case is an ugly thing. Eventually, after living a short life plagued with confusion and severe depression, David Reamer killed himself. Why don't you tell us about that, homosexual communities? Tell us about all the wonderful liberation you have. We'll be back with you tomorrow, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Tree and the strong old tree.